USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Family attorney Chris Stewart says the new charges against the officers involved in Rayshard Brooks' death are not a celebration.
It's not a day of joy watching the charges and what's going to happen to this officer, because it shouldn't happen. So it's heartbreaking, but it is an attempt to redefine justice.
This comes after Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard filed felony murder charges against former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A second officer also faces three charges. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.